There will be no better place to meet friends, entertain clients, or treat your family. Join them for the authentic soccer experience that the rest of the country is celebrating. Season ticket packages start at just $150, with all-inclusive seating available for all 15 home games. St. Louis FC tickets and merchandise are available at stlouisfc.com. See you at the park. Introducing the new Simple Six menu at Subway. It starts with six of their best 6-inch sandwiches, now in made just few meals for just $6 each. Subway, eat fresh.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
He said, Dad, I want to give me a cool tattoo on my left shoulder so I can be a man like you.
This is
just like you.
The first song from the brand new album from the Well Hungarians.
I want to hit the game next Wednesday night, smoke cigars and play cards with the guys.
The song's called That'll Make a Man Out of You.
Be one of the guys.
From the album Bonafide, which dropped yesterday, as we say in the industry. Leave it up.
That ain't what it takes to make a man. It's putting Bad Lives 5 in the plate on Sunday. Finding a way to feed the wolves on Monday.
Well, Hungarians are the sponsors of the Harris Challenge, which you can play right now. When you call, Tim's going to answer the phones, and he's going to ask you, have you played in the last 30 days? And if you have, I'm sorry that according to the rules, you may not play today. But otherwise, you're welcome to get in here, 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. By the way, in addition to the new album, the Well Hungarians work every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton. You can get in with no cover charge, get some great food there. Or Thursday nights, you can see them at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville. Also, no cover charge and amazing food. They've only been together for 22 years. This is their third album, Bonafide. You can find out more about it by going to their website, wellhungarians.net. And we are ready to go with our first contestant for the Harris Challenge. Hi, who's this?
This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I was just looking forward to a nice warm weekend and some good football on Saturday. Go Colts and, I don't care, Seahawks or Packers.
Do you think the Colts can beat the Patriots in New England?
I just hope so, them cheaters.
Well, I think of the two games, I think that's the one that might be close because the Colts are 7-point underdogs, and I think that they might keep it close enough that the Colts wouldn't be a bad bet. Not that I'm suggesting that you wager on the game. But I do think you should take the Seahawks minus 7.5. All right, let me turn on the semi-random category computer. And that'll show us the categories and questions for today's Harris Challenge. Led, of course, by our topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? And category two is Martin's Not Named Luther King. And in category three, Famous Books, Famous Authors. Which one would you like?
I'll take Martin's, not named Martin Luther King.
Okay. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock and ask you five questions, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5-pointers. If you get them all, of course, that would add up to a total of 15 points, but you don't have to get them all. You just got to get more than halfway there. So 8 points or more makes you a winner of a fabulous prize package chosen for you by this guy. Or in this case, our assistant prize man, since Dan is still off on vacation. Tim?
All right.
Paul?
All right, Dan.
Paul?
All right,
Paul.
Yeah, all right, Paul. 1 dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop with two locations in Florissant and Cottleville. Also have some passes from Werenberg Theater.
Werenberg.
Movie passes.
Werenberg.
Paddington, The Wedding Ringer. Taken three.
Okay.
There's also a free bowling party at Crest Bowl in Florissant or Kingpin Lanes in Bridgeton. You get 1 hour of bowling, shoe rental, up to six persons on one lane, plus one large, one topping pizza.
Damn, I hate the 7-10 split.
From Brickhouse Pizza Company.
I'd rather throw it in the gutter than have this thing every time because I can never pick up the spare. And, you know, sometimes I just go for the field goal and put it between them. You know? That's just the way it works. So you'll have your choice of those prizes, but if you do get all five questions correct, for the total of 15 points. We call it the clean sweep. You'll get all the prizes, a package with a value of well over
$1 million.
Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Okay. Martin's not named Luther King. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Martin directed The Wolf of Wall Street and Goodfellas?
Martin Scorsese.
Correct. Which Martin starred in The Man with Two Brains and Cheaper by the Dozen?
Steve Martin.
Correct. Which Martin played a loudmouth Detroit talk show host on his own 1990s sitcom?
Pass.
Which Martin starred in the FX series Fargo last year?
It was Martin Freeman.
That's correct. Five-pointer. Who was Dick Martin's partner on the TV show Laugh-In'?
Dan Rowan.
That's very good. Back to the three-pointer. Which Martin played a loudmouth Detroit talk show host on his own 1990s sitcom?
Was it Martin Mull?
It was Martin Lawrence. Martin Lawrence. But,
oh, okay.
But without that, he still got 12 points, and so you are a winner. Congratulations.
All right, thanks.
Stand by, and Tim will tell you how you get your prizes, and I will move over here to contestant number two. I cannot see any of the names up on the screen here, so I'll just say, hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Olivia.
Hi, Olivia. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. It's the only place in broadcasting where the consumer is allowed to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain. So you could shout out to your friends and family. You could suck up to the boss. You could use the time for your pre-arranged commercial endorsement. Whatever you want, Olivia. It's all yours.
I'm just looking forward to the winter warm-up this weekend.
Okay, yeah. I think the Hyatt's going to be packed with Cardinal fans this weekend. Which category would you like, Olivia? We have you been paying attention? Famous books, famous authors, or it was 33 years ago?
Have you been paying attention?
Okay. Let's put 60 seconds on the clock for Olivia. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which 2012 vice presidential candidate has announced he will not run for president in 2016?
Paul Ryan.
Paul Ryan is right. In what national park did Tommy Caldwell and Kevin Jorgensen complete their free climb of El Capitan's Dawn Wall this week?
Yosemite National Park.
Yosemite is right. What does a principal in Valley, Alabama want students to use to fend off an armed intruder?
Pass
on that. Here's the four-pointer. Which U.S. official did an Ohio bartender want to kill because he blames him for losing his job and for Ebola?
Pass
on that. What did Google announce this week it is going to stop selling to consumers?
Pass.
Back to the three-pointer. What does a principal in Valley, Alabama want students to use to fend off an armed intruder?
Pencil.
No, it's cans of food. They want the kids to bring in cans of food, beets, creamed corn, peas, etc. Because, as you know, when a gunman wants to kill people, if you throw some green giant niblets at him, that'll stop everything. Stupidest idea of the week. The U.S. official the Ohio bartender wanted to kill was Speaker of the House John Boehner. And Google is going to stop selling Google Glass to consumers. So let's see how you did here, Olivia. You got the one and the two for a total of only 3 points. And that means I am going to have to punish you, because if you don't win on this show, you get punished. Since we were talking about the Academy Awards, I dug into the punishment archives and found an Academy Award winner to do the punishing. Here now, the man who won an Oscar for 1975's The Sunshine Boys, Mr. George Burns.
I can get no satisfaction, but I try, and I try, and I try, and I try. Oh, get no.
All right. All right, George, put your cigar back in your mouth. That'll be enough for now. Olivia, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you very much for playing. We go to our third contestant. Hello, Scott.
Hey, you knew my name.
Yes, I do. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, like everybody else, just going to enjoy this Indian summer and if Frank were here, he'd say, now, why do they call it Indian summer?
Well, I'll tell you, you don't even have to call it that because I declared winter over at the beginning of today's show when I saw 52 degrees on a thermometer. It's not going to be cold again, ever.
Ever? Global warming. I'm all for it.
No, we're just all moving to St. Petersburg, Florida. let's see what the categories are. Famous books, famous authors. It was 33 years ago. Or have you been paying attention to the world?
Well, let's see how much I know about 1982.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Scott. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What Steven Spielberg alien movie was the box office hit of the year?
The kid touches the recent thesis.
Yeah. You want to pass?
Yeah.
Who was Vice President of the United States in 1982?
It was Reagan, George Bush.
George H.W. Bush is right. Who did the Cardinals beat to win the 1982 World Series?
Kansas City.
Milwaukee Brewers. What over-the-counter product was recalled after seven people died from cyanide poisoning in the Chicago area?
Oh, I want to say Advil, but I don't know. I know it's a pain reliever. Advil.
Tylenol. Five-pointer. In what cabinet position did George Shultz replace Alexander Haig in 1982?
Secretary of Defense.
State Secretary of State. How about the Spielberg movie? Alien movie.
I don't think it's going to matter at this point, Paul.
You're right. It was the one with the Reese's Pieces, but the answer is E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
So, okay.
All you got was George H.W. Bush, and so I've got to give you George H.W. Burns. Not doing the Stones this time, but doing the Beatles.
What do you do when your love is away? Does it worry you to be alone? How do you feel by the end of the day? Are you sad because you're all alone? Oh, I get by with a little help from my friend. Yes, I get high with a little help from my friend. Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. Would you believe in the love at first sight? Yes, I'm certain that it happens all the time.
He's certain. That's a Liverpool accent right there.
Call me a text.
Scott, I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you very much for playing.
You too.
Here's our fourth contestant today. Hello, Bill.
How's it going today?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm me.
All right. Nicely done. Two categories left, famous books, famous authors, or have you been paying attention to the world? A topical category.
Yeah, I didn't want it, but let's do have you been paying attention to the world.
All right, Bill, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which U.S. official visited Paris to share a big hug with French President Francois Hollande today?
Pass.
Which world leader did President Obama host at the White House today?
Pass.
Which country publicly flogged activist and writer Raif Badawi for insulting Islam this week?
Pass.
In what country were 2,000 people wiped out by the group Boko Haram?
I'm going to pass on that.
In what country was a civil servant finally fired after not showing up for work for 24 years?
You know what? It's been a rough week.
It's been a rough category, too.
Yeah, it has.
Take a just random guess at a country, and maybe it'll answer one of the questions, and I'll give you points for it.
Oh, Djibouti.
Djibouti is very, very wrong. I'm going to throw all the cards over here and say that it was Secretary of State John Kerry who was in Paris today. British Prime Minister David Cameron was at the White House today. Nigeria is where Boko Haram is doing their evil. India is the country where the guy was finally fired after not showing up to work for 24 years. And it is Saudi Arabia that publicly flogged activist and writer Raif Badawi for insulting Islam this week. More proof that they are the country of peace.
Right, but, and I'm going to have to see if John Kerry's 6 and 10-year-old kids are at home without him.
By the way, just on the subject of Saudi Arabia, this guy was sentenced to 10 years in prison and 1,000 lashes, 50 at a time, for 20 consecutive weeks. So they gave him the first 50 last week, and they were going to lash him again yesterday. but the doctor said last week's lashes hurt him too much. He has open wounds and lacerations from that. You can't whip him again this week. So they have postponed it and are moving it forward. This is our partner in peace, Saudi Arabia. By the way, the same country, you know, we talk about how horrible it is when ISIS beheads somebody. Already this year, 15 days into the year, Saudi Arabia has beheaded 10 people. Last year, they beheaded 87. A country that is our partner in peace. As I've said many times, if it weren't for the black goo under their sand, we'd have no use for them whatsoever.
Yeah, we're a backwards group right now, aren't we?
Yeah, we are when it comes to human rights and so much more.
And speaking of human rights, I'm hanging up before you do
that. No. You're going to take it like a man, young man.
You're right. I'll take it like a man. Bring George on. Right?
You know, Amnesty International doesn't come after me because this is humane punishment.
But
here's George Burns not doing the Stones, not doing the Beatles, but doing...
Please be Michael Bolton.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Okay,
slow down. You move too fast. You got to make the morning last.
Is this at the right speed?
Just kicking down
the
cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Wow, he knows how to rock, doesn't he? Okay, I can't take it anymore. Have a great weekend, Bill.
You too, take care.
Thank you for playing. Our final contestant today is Bob. Welcome to the Big 550.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'm going to say if you're looking for flooring, for all your flooring needs, visit Advanced Carpet One, located in Kirkwood, South County, St. Peter's, and in Fairview Heights.
That's the commercial endorsement opportunity that you can get only on the Harris Challenge. Now, Bob,
you got it.
We've got one category left.
Oh, boy.
Famous books, famous authors. You ready?
Yeah, this is right up my alley.
60 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
You know, the only way to win on the Harris Challenge is to begin confidently. So I'm going to ask you again. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
60 seconds starts now. What British mystery writer authored Murder on the Orient Express?
Charles Darwin.
Agatha Christie. Who wrote Love Story?
Oh, gosh. I read this too long ago. I'll pass.
Who wrote Treasure Island?
Oh, Treasure Island. I'm terrible. I'm going to pass.
Which John Steinbeck novel chronicled the story of the Jode family?
The Black Knight.
The Grapes of Wrath. Black Knight was a Batman story.
I know.
What's the name of William Golding's classic book about a group of English schoolboys plane wrecked on a deserted island?
Oh, gosh. I think I don't know this one either.
Should we just pretend that the buzzer is sounded and finish this?
Yeah. Let's have the ignominy
of the buzzer. William Golding's book was Lord of the Flies. Robert Louis Stevenson wrote Treasure Island, and Eric Segal wrote that book you loved so much, Love Story.
Segal. Yes, that's it. Okay, Paul.
All right, Bob, don't go. I got to bring George Burns back in for an encore.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hello, lamppost. Watching on. I've come to watch your flowers growing.
All right, Bob's taking enough. Have a great weekend, Bob. Thanks for playing. And that's the Harris Challenge for today. It's brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who are performing tomorrow night at Cutter's in Belleville, Illinois. There's no cover and good, cheap food. Download the Well Hungarians app or go to their website, wellhungarians.net, and get their brand new album, Bonafide, with that first country radio hit, That'll Make a Man Out of You, available right now. We play the Harris Challenge every Friday right around 5:15. Your next shot 1 week from today, exclusively on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide on KTRS.com.
Meep, meep.
Now let's bring Tim in to check the roads.
Boy, the map is lit up like a Christmas tree again. A lot of red. It is slow on westbound 70 from Jennings Station Road all the way out through Lindbergh. You're also going to find it a little bit heavy as you make your way from Cave Springs through Highway 370. Southbound 170 stacking up from Olive down through Highway 40. Southbound 270, you're jammed up from Dorset down through Ladue, and then just off the pace, we'll call it between there and Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44 still has a little bit of slow traffic from Mraz out through Bowles. Good thing is we don't have any accidents or incidents to report, but it's just a lot of volume. And on eastbound 270, we are slow now from Missouri Bottom through New Florissant. And on westbound 40, things are still jammed up from Grand out through through McCausland, from Lindbergh through Mason, and then we're heavy again as you make your way from Kay out to Wentzville. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today, they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Investments are important for every family. One of the safest and most secure investments you can make is the remodeling of your kitchen or bath. A new updated kitchen or bath will increase the value of your home and your lifestyle. Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Baths & Appliances has been in business for over 60 years and will provide experience and quality with a proven track record you can count on. They will guide you through the entire process and work to stay within your budget. Your home is unique and should reflect you. Callier & Thompson designers are not only trained in the art of design, but also in the art of listening, allowing them to interpret each customer's ideas and bring them to life. Visit them today at CallierandThompson.com or call them at 636-391-9099.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael White, a general dentist at Webster Dental Care. Over the years, we've talked about anxiety-free dentistry, stabilizing your lower denture, and affordable dental care. We now have same-day crown service, and we keep up to date with the latest dental technologies, including brand-new, state-of-the-art digital X-ray system. But what I really want to talk to you about today is what I call common-sense dentistry, which means the biggest trend in dental care over the last 10 years has been raising fees. If you recently have been to a dental consultation and somebody is quoting you multiple thousands of dollars just to fix one or two teeth, please come by our office for a second opinion. Give us a chance. We haven't raised our fees in over 5 years. We know what's going on in the economy today, but more importantly, we know what's going to happen in the economy very soon. Our office will stay common sense, but yet we will not sacrifice on quality or service. Please call Webster Dental Care at 96-TEETH. That's 968-3384. Call us today. Give us a chance. I promise you won't regret it.
Everybody loves hardwood floors, and everybody pays a premium, except if you call Boardwalk Hardwood Floors. They have pricing direct from the factory, which means lower prices for you. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors has been around well over 15 years and now have three locations in Crestwood, Manchester, and in St. Peter's. It's a locally owned and operated company, so you're not paying for national advertising. They have installation classes, and they'll teach you everything you need to know to save even more money. Better yet, if that's not your style, they'll find you somebody who will install the hardwood floors from Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, and you'll still save big. Huge selections of colors and styles in stock and always at the best price. If you're thinking about installing hardwood floors and setting off your house just right, Boardwalk Hardwood Floors is the only way to go. 314-730-3100. That's 314-730-3100 or boardwalkhardwood.com. Three locations, Crestwood, Manchester, and in St. Peter's. Locally owned and operated, Boardwalk Hardwood Floors.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-379-1174. 800-379-1174.
Watch your home to make a statement?
Update your home with lighting from Metro Lighting. Their certified lighting specialists are trained to work with you, your builder, or your designer, so you can discover the perfect lighting for your space. For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be a locally owned and operated part of the St. Louis community. And right now, save on LED bulbs with Metro Lighting and Ameren's Act on Energy program. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
I'll go ahead and sing it one more time, why don't you?
It's Aloha Friday.
Yes, it is.
No work till Monday.
It is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Let me tell you, I've talked many times about the great meals you can get at Annie Gunn's. Sit down and have a terrific meal, tremendous wine selection, fantastic service. Let me talk for a moment about next door at the Smokehouse Market, where I go often to get a salad or a sandwich in the middle of the day. But if you also want to pick up some sausages or meat, you know, get some pork to take home for the weekend, or chicken cutlets or all sorts of stuff, they've got that plus desserts and beverages and all sorts of things. All fantastic. Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. You know you're in the right place if you see the pig on the roof. I am Paul Harris, and this gentleman on the phone from Southern California is Mr. Mike Evans. Hello, Mike. How are you?
What up, dog?
How are you today?
Good.
We finally broke through 50 degrees here. We're having a little bit of a break from winter after the frigid temperatures earlier this week. Now, make us all jealous by telling how it is in Southern California.
78.
No, shut up.
Oh. 78. So did you go see... That opened today, I reviewed.
American Sniper?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
And?
I liked it.
I thought it was great.
Yeah. I a lot of praise goes to the movie itself, which, you know, we talked about yesterday, is up for Best Picture, and Bradley Cooper is up for his third nomination in a row. You know who's not getting enough praise?
Clint Eastwood.
Sienna Miller. I thought she was fantastic as the wife.
Yeah, she was good. Wasn't in it much.
She's in all the home scenes, and I thought did a terrific job. I'm kind of partial to her because she co-stars in my new movie.
What movie's that?
I mean, I'm kidding. She's actually a co-star in a movie that I play a tiny little part as an extra. It's called Mississippi Grind. It's going to be showing at Sundance.
Really?
Yeah, it's about gamblers moving down the road from St. Louis to New Orleans to try to get back. They play poker, et cetera. I'm in one poker scene in the movie.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, went down to New Orleans and was part of that. So, and she, by the way, even more gorgeous in person.
I've never seen her in person.
Yeah.
She used to be a lot of tabloid fodder, and now she's gone.
Ever since Jude Law is out of her life, I think she seems a lot happier, and she's going to be in a bunch of good movies this year, including American Sniper.
Yep.
Yeah.
Last pop quiz question involving presidents. White House archives show that a lot of presidents were heavy drinkers.
Mm.
George Washington spent 7% of his salary on booze. Sam Adams spent so much time swigging beer at DC pubs, his nickname was Sam the Pelican.
Huh.
Of course, he got a beer named after him.
That's
too.
Right, yeah.
And the popular question is, name the name of the president whose record show consumed 1,200 bottles of wine in just 3 years.
Wow.
That's a lot of wine. That's more wine than I drink.
That is more wine than you drink.
It is. Thomas Jefferson, Ulysses S. Grant, or Teddy Roosevelt? We'll give you the answer in just a minute.
Okay.
You know, we talked mainly about what I was going to talk about yesterday. Today we talked about yesterday.
The Oscars?
About the Oscars. Any more thoughts on that?
No, you and I are just on the same page about David Oyelowo as Martin Luther King. Just so great in that movie.
Although I don't think, I think that
Eddie Redmayne?
Redmayne. And Bradley Cooper, I think they were all as good.
Yeah. And Redmayne, I think, is probably going to win for Best Actor. I hope he does anyway, because it was an unbelievable performance.
So was Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, he was good.
So,
very good.
Could go either way.
Yeah.
Odds and ends. So Brad Pitt gets blasted because when he was given an award by the Palm Springs Film Festival, he flew in by helicopter, went in a back entrance, got the award, made a speech, finished dinner. When dinner was over, it was a lot of people. It was the gala. He went out the back door, got on the helicopter, flew out. A lot of people at the Palm Springs Film Festival upset about it. Brad started off by saying he really appreciated the award, but he actually preferred spending time with his family. Then they started really getting onto him. Where it is, Brad says, "Look, I didn't even want your award. Okay, I paid for the helicopter so I can get in and get out of there. But at least I showed up." I agree totally with Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
I mean, why? Well, he didn't have to even show up.
Right.
I don't get
it. He's doing them a favor.
I totally agree. Date in history, January 16th, 1980, Paul McCartney's thrown in jail in Japan when he enters the country and they find marijuana in his luggage.
Yeah.
There was some talk that maybe I sold it to him. That's not true. He just wants that to be out in the clear.
If it was red wine, you would have been the culprit.
Well, that's probably it.
Yeah.
Another movie coming out today is The Red Ringer. Pitiful. Just pitiful. The only good thing about it is Kaley Cuoco's in it, but man, it is not a good movie at all.
This is the Kevin Hart, Josh Gad thing. Yeah, I hear bad things about it.
It's just not good. I don't know. One of those kind of movies that somebody, while they're shooting it, should have stood up and said, wait, we can't put this. Terrible, but we're not going to do it. Come on.
It's too bad, because Kevin Hart's a funny guy.
You think so?
I do.
I think he's very one-dimensional.
I like his stand-up. We'll see if he can make a movie career out of it, though.
This thing's going to bomb.
Mm.
Don't you think?
I haven't seen it, but I trust you.
Too many good movies are out.
Yeah.
And especially with the announcement of the Oscars, you know how that goes. A lot of people go see those.
Yeah. That's going to really boost American Sniper.
Totally. So let's talk about the pop quiz question. According to White House Archives, or Presidential Archives, name the name of the president that consumed 1,200 bottles of wine in just 3 years. Tom Jefferson, Ulysses Grant, Teddy Roosevelt.
All right. First, I'm going to go to Josh, who is filling in for Kyle, who has been here all week long filling in for Ian. But Kyle and his wife had a brand new baby boy in the middle of the night last night named Silas, newest member of the extended KTRS family. So, Josh, which president do you think was the
baby? Congratulations, Josh. Would you name your boy?
No. Kyle had the baby.
Oh, Kyle, would you name your boy?
He named him Silas.
Silas. That's a good name.
Yeah.
All right. Just to fill in, Mike, I think Teddy Roosevelt was a teetotaler, so I'm going to go with Jefferson.
And Tim, what do you think?
Well, I'll go with Roosevelt.
All right. I remember a story about Ulysses S. Grant with Abraham Lincoln, where somebody was some other people were complaining to Lincoln about Grant's drinking, and Grant was such a great general that Lincoln said, "You know what? Find out what he drinks and send it off to my other generals." So I'm going to say Ulysses S. Grant.
Ulysses S. Grant, big drinker, but drinker of whiskey. The answer is from 1822 to 1824, Thomas Jefferson consumed 1,200 bottles of wine. And finally, yeah, baby, Aloha Friday. No, we're doing Monday. We're going to play today, Aloha Friday. Wonder if George Washington, no. Lily Okalani, Lani, Ani, Okea, Laku, and Aka, and Hui, Hui, Ho. Killaway, Kamaki, Ka, Hu. I'm a Nalo, Kai, Muki, Akaka, Ako, Hui, Ho.
That's Mike Evans, brought to you every day at this time by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. All right, time to span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We've been in Shenzhou, China. You're welcome. Fan Lung is a 32-year-old father of five who will not be having any more children. Here's why. Fan was sleeping with his wife, Fang, when she reached over with a pair of scissors and cut off his penis. She had seen some emails that he had written to his 21-year-old mistress on his cell phone. Fan was taken to the hospital where his penis was reattached surgically, but while recovering, a nurse heard Fan screaming like a banshee. When she and others got to his room, they found him with blood streaming down his legs, and he was hitting his wife. They stopped the fight. They took the wife, Fang, to another area for treatment, and that's when they discovered why Fan had been screaming. Fang had chopped off his penis again, the one they just put back on, and this time threw it out the window. Unfortunately for Fan, the authorities were unable to find his severed manhood. They think it may have been eaten by a stray dog or cat. That will keep your legs crossed for the rest of the night, won't it, guys?
Yeah.
Story number two, also from China. Fuzhou, China. A guy by the name of Zhang Lang was working on a house under construction with a circular saw when the blade broke on some metal bars he was trying to cut. And a piece of the blade hit him in the face near his left eye. Other workers rushed him to a nearby hospital. X-rays revealed the blade was an inch into his skull. Doctors did the surgery. They were able to remove the blade piece. Say that aside from a nasty scar, Zhang may experience some slight visual impairment to his left eye, but he's not expected to face any other long-term consequences from the injury. Google the picture of this, and you'll see that this guy is lucky to be alive. Story number three, from Coventry, England. Firefighters have determined what wiped out the dinosaurs. It was a fire in a furniture company warehouse. No, not the dinosaurs from 65 million years ago. This was last week when the West Midlands Fire Service responded to a fire at the Besp Oak Furniture Company's warehouse and discovered a group of 8 9-foot-tall animatronic dinosaurs, including a T-Rex, all burned down to their metal framework because a lamp fell from the ceiling and ignited the blaze. Firefighters tweeted a picture of two of the singed dinosaur skeletons. Company officials said the dinosaurs have been destined for a theme park exhibition. Steve Mosley, the owner of the building, said hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of furniture merchandise were destroyed in the fire, too. But that doesn't make a headline. The extinction of the dinosaurs does. And we finish today in Los Angeles, California, where police said a YouTube video wasted police resources. The video, created by a prank group who would love me to mention their name, went viral this week after the group filmed themselves sitting in an SUV and being approached by police and then telling officers, "I can't do this because we have a bunch of coke in the back. I'm sorry." So the cops put everybody in the car in handcuffs and then opened up the back of the SUV and discovered dozens of Coca-Cola cans under a blanket. The wacky pranksters! Officers actually were amused by the stunt and shook the pranksters' hands when they went to release them from the cuffs. But the LAPD didn't find it so funny. Commander Andrew Smith told a reporter it's dangerous for the participants involved and a huge waste of a police officer's time. The public has a right to have their police officers working and not wasting their time responding to juvenile pranks. Police officials said they're concerned about potential copycats and warned the public such stunts could lead to charges of making a false report. One quick thing I want to mention, speaking of pranks. I just recently watched Jerry Seinfeld's Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Jimmy Fallon. He actually did it in a two-parter. The only time he's done a two-parter with anybody. But he did a two-parter with Jimmy Fallon. And in the second part, they started talking about practical jokes. And Jimmy Fallon says, "I hate practical jokes. I hate them. You know, if I found out that somebody had been filming me all day long and was pulling a prank on me, you know, oh, you've been punked. You know how I'd get him back? I wouldn't sign the release." So all that work they did all that day could never be shown on TV. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. I mentioned earlier the Packers and Seahawks game and the Colts and Patriots game. For Sunday, I would take the Colts +7 and the Seahawks -7.5. This is the first time that the Packers have been back to Seattle to play the Seahawks since the famous game from 2012 with the controversial replacement referees making the wrong play. The wrong call on the, what was it called? Fail Mary.
Yeah.
Not a Hail Mary, but a Fail Mary.
That was the first game of that season, wasn't it?
I know. If it wasn't the first game, it was maybe the second.
Okay.
But it was Aaron Rodgers had,
Brett Favre?
No,
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson, thank you. Russell Wilson had thrown a ball into the touchdown for Golden Tate, and M.D. Jennings was the Packers defender, and they got there simultaneously in the end zone, and one referee put his hands up to make it a touchdown, and the other one made the exact opposite call, saying it was not a touchdown, and became a punchline, and people talked about replacement referees and how bad the whole situation was. Well, here's a follow-up to that. The referee who signaled for a touchdown was named Lance Easley. He now says he is suffering from PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, because all of the attention in the aftermath of it all. He says he got death threats and never-ending criticism from everybody. And because of it, he says it's almost like a funeral. He is fighting severe depression. He used to be a vice president with Bank of America, who enjoyed officiating at the high school and Division III levels before signing up to be a striking referee replacement in 2012 for the NFL. But here we are a couple years later, and he says he's had to get counseling and go to psychiatric centers. He's had relapses and suicidal thoughts. He and his wife of 28 years separated this year. He has constant panic attacks. He has a fear of leaving his house. He's taken a medical leave of absence from his job at Bank of America to deal with all of this stuff. He still maintains he made the right call, but he says he doesn't blame the NFL or anybody else involved in it. But he's working on rehabilitating his life and has written a book about it called Making the Call, Living with Your Decisions. And he says he will not be watching the game on Sunday because it would trigger even worse PTSD problems.
You know, if he had that many problems, he should have called Don Denkinger. You know, I mean, my gosh, that guy lived through living hell.
Here's what I kept thinking. Wow, you're having those kind of problems. It's too bad you're not part of a union like the referee you replaced.
Right.
It's 5:53. I'm Paul Harris. I hope you have a great weekend. Frank and the gang will be back Monday. Then I'll fill in for him again the rest of next week while Frank has some eye surgery. On behalf of Tim and Josh and everybody who works here on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, thanks for listening.
Meet me.
Before we go, Tim, let's go back to the roads.
And thank you for letting me be part of the show.
Pleasure having you
here. All right. We do have some heavy traffic out there. We're looking at, you had a crash on southbound 270 near the Clayton Road overpass. You also had one southbound 141 at Ladue. This looks like they've cleared those, or at least it's not causing much many delays. Now, northbound 270, we've got something a little bit north of Dorset Road because things are jammed up from Page up north of Dorset. Westbound 40 still running slow from Kings Highway through McCausland. You're running slow again from Lindbergh out through Mason and still from Lake St. Louis Boulevard through Wentzville. We have an incident now on, well, actually, southbound Telegraph is jamming back from Cliff Cave to 255, and that's causing that right lane of 255 to be backed up at Lime Ferry, and then downtown eastbound 40 has thinned out as you approach the Poplar Street Bridge. This report is brought to you by the Exergence Temporal Scanner Thermometer. When buying a thermometer, trust the doctors and nurses who use and recommend the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Your family deserves the best. Pick one up at Walgreens or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
For your real estate needs, you need the K Bova Selling Team, now powered by REMAX Properties West. Make your realty dreams a reality. Find the K Bova Selling Team at sellingstlewis.com.
If you use a CPAP device for sleep apnea and you do all your sleeping at home, this message is not for you. However, if you like to travel for business or pleasure, you're going to want to hear about Transcend, the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It lets you sleep in total comfort anywhere. And free information is available now by calling minicpap.com at 1-800-600-7175. Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. This is our smallest, lightest, and most portable mini CPAP design ever. So if you travel, get the freedom to sleep anywhere you go. Call now for life-changing free information from minicpap.com. 1-800-600-7175. That's 1-800-600-7175.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
The $100,000 Big Draw is back. Earn cards the first four Fridays in January. Then join Argosy Casino Alton for drawings every Sunday. You could win up to $100,000 cash.
when the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said, or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
Right, dear. All right, Dan.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis. You can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
I'm just glad I'm not still here.
A case of mistaken identity, what one man says happened when St. Anne police mistakenly arrested him, and what the city's police chief said to the man tonight.
A big change to highways in downtown St. Louis, the weekend closure to permanently remove a ramp to Illinois.
A new Illinois law gives schools new power over students, why they may be required to turn over their social media passwords. Fox 2 News at 6 starts now.